Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When they ask you if that was your laptop, you say you don't know, which is hard to believe unless you read the book.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like, I'm surprised you have shoes on.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, I really don't know. And the fact of the matter is it's a red herring.
Hunter Biden joking about his crack use on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night, saying the drug made him so disconnected from reality that wearing pants even became a problem.
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that this is.
I really don't know if the answer is.
You don't know yes or no if the laptop
was yours. I don't have any idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that there was the. That it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
Good morning, Lee.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you're not... welcome back, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're not planning on taking another one of these vacation thingies, are you?
Not for another few weeks.
Okay, well, I'm going to lodge a complaint with the management. Please don't do that. Not on that kind of news week. Holy cow.
Yeah.
I kept thinking Lee would go crazy if he heard this.
Well... I was trying to maintain sanity and keep a little bit of distance from the current ongoings, but it was kind of difficult not to hear about it.
Yeah. Well, let's dive right in, okay? The laptop's real. Well, okay. That means that the texts and email copies on the laptop are real. Mm-hmm. And so the obvious question that would have been asked 50 times now of everyone in Trump universe had this been, you know, Trump Jr.'s laptop is, okay, we have it in Hunter's own writing now that the big guy, Joe Biden, got 50% of these deals. He complained about that in a text Hunter did to his own daughter. And then we have another very specific email divvying up the China money that Joe got 10% of that. So I waited all weekend to see if anybody would ask the most obvious question in what's supposed to be journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Those real, Hunter? We know your laptop's real now. You don't remember the emails and texts you wrote about how dad got a cut? That would be the Russian money, the Kazakh money, the Ukraine money. I thought Russian money was a problem, Lee. I don't even remember anyone Trump family actually taking Russian
money. Well, it's only a problem if you self-identify as a Republican candidate.
I see.
Or legislator. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it becomes a problem.
That was the Moscow mayor's wife. Those people are directly tied to Putin. That's exactly how he'd pass money along, which is what we'd be told if it was Trump. So, okay, now we know Joe took the money. And we know the laptop's real. We know that Hunter, well, let's put it this way. We know that Hunter wrote that Joe took the money. He seemed in his right mind when writing these emails. They're perfectly coherent. Yet all these people have had Hunter on, and nobody is asking the question. You don't even need the Bidens there to ask it. Go on your newscast and ask, are those real? Are those emails real? That Joe was getting a 10 to 50% share? See, that's a problem because Hunter broke the law with that money. Hunter did not register as a foreign agent. And when you don't do that, remember Paul Manafort, Trump's campaign manager, went to prison for that?
Yeah, spent some time there.
Yeah, so if Hunter took the money, And then he gave some to Joe. We got a big problem here because he didn't report. He didn't register as a foreign agent. When you don't register as a foreign agent, you certainly can't report the money to the IRS. And Hunter didn't. We know that because we have Hunter's tax returns from all the baby mamas who have sued him, you know, for child support. And he had to file that information with the court. So we know Hunter didn't report it to the IRS. Oopsie, that's two felonies. So that would mean, Lee, that's why Hunter is under investigation for money laundering. See, because it's automatically money laundering when you don't report it to the IRS. And if Joe took 10 to 50% of the laundered money, now we got at least three felonies. So this is a very difficult question for the Biden family. So to fix that, the media simply isn't asking it.
Right, exactly. And, you know, we have the current resident of the White House's son just simply saying that I was in a drug-induced stupor. I don't know what I was doing. Didn't even know if I had pants on.
And I think this is actually a tactic by the Bidens.
Of course it is.
You know what? Hunter was so out of it when the Chinese were handing him that money. He didn't even know he took it. Oh, okay. But then how was he in his right mind enough to write about how the money went to Joe then? You don't remember that? Because his emails are very coherently worded. Texter writes, come on, man.
Exactly.
These are crimes, though, Lee. Seriously, they're in-your-face crimes. I mean, this is...
Which will not be investigated.
Right. I mean, look, can I prove Joe took the money because Hunter wrote he did? No. Would we present it as fact that Trump took the money if Trump Jr. had written such a thing?
Well, of course we would.
Yeah.
Yes, of course we would. Because we had a federal government illegally investigating a Republican candidate and then continuing that investigation with falsified documents, falsified FISA hearing warrants, and all the other false information that was out there. And we spent 2 years and darn near did an impeachment on that. And of course, they found something else to drum up to do an impeachment on, Trump the first time that he was impeached. So
Trump had to turn over a million documents. I can't imagine what the legal fees were, had to run into the tens of millions. Over a million documents he had to turn over just in the Mueller probe, right? They found nothing. And we now know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they never had anything and they lied to the FISA court. Well, here is actual evidence of crimes. It's in your face and nothing happens. Now, let's go further down this path. FBI's had this laptop the whole time, Lee.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we now know it's real. And here's the shocking thing. They had it in January of 2020, right?
Mm-hmm.
Way before Joe ever won the Democrat primary. And they stood by and let the country elect Joe, knowing full well, at a minimum, Hunter didn't disclose this stuff. That's a fact. And we've got emails from Hunter saying Joe got some of this laundered money. Did Joe disclose it on his tax form? See, if this was the Trumps, that would have been asked on all the television shows by Sunday.
Oh, good grief. They'd even had it on the pretend news shows like The View and The Talk and, you know, what is the guy on CBS?
Oh, yeah. Everybody'd be demanding to know.
Right.
Did Trump disclose this on his tax forms? Well, I'm going to go ahead and answer that question. Joe did not. He couldn't have. Just like Hunter couldn't have. It creates a cascading chain of crimes. So that they'd be demanding answers, banging on their desks, saying that the Chinese and the Kazakhs and the Russians owned our president, and they would be right.
Yep.
Not one word over the weekend. From anybody but Maria Bartiromo.
Gee, there's a little bit of some journalism there.
Yeah,
that
ought to scare the public because she's been right on every single one of these so-called major scandals that turned out to be a fake story, from Russiagate to the laptop. By the way, Lee, we should take a victory lap. You've been listening to us. We told you the laptop was real.
Yeah.
We told you Russian disinformation. It was not.
Yeah, that was disinformation in and of itself. That was American disinformation to say it was Russian disinformation.
So we notched another one, another major political story we were able to sort through quickly based on available information. Not hard to do, but the mainstream media just can't do it. And we got it right. So keep it tuned right here, where we've gotten every major political story correct the last 7 years now. every major one, and the media got them wrong. So that's why you can feel comfortable listening to us, even when we sound a little crazy, because no one else is saying what we do. In the end, we get it right, 100% of the time. And we're not wrong about these crimes either. Not wrong. It's just, I guess if you just, it's like a tree falling in the forest, Lee. I mean, if nobody's here to hear
exactly.
it. Then,
did it make a sound?
Right. So if nobody talks about the crimes right. of the Biden families, did they happen?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, it's absolutely astonishing. Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business nails this. I watched and waited all weekend. Okay, bombshell, we know the Hunter Biden laptop's real. Well, we know everything on it's real. The UK Daily Mail did what the American media would not do. Would cancel you for doing. This is astonishing. I mean, do you realize the New York Post was canceled for daring to report the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop, that it was real? Shut down during the election, not allowed to speak. Twitter account frozen. Mocked and derided by the rest of the media. It was real. And the only way we get the truth in this country anymore is from mainstream media in other countries, like the UK Daily Mail. Well, I go daily to figure out what's going on in this country, since you're not allowed to know. We live in a fascist regime. We do. We absolutely do. I want to walk back through this Hunter Biden laptop thing. And if you want a good, real good roundup of it, listen to Friday's Battleground America podcast. You can get it by texting Battleground to 71307. Do you remember? Well, let's start here. Let's start with Joe. Let's just hear Joe lying to your face about the laptop and claiming it was Russian and Trump did it and all of it. So here's your president. You're now resident of the White House. I'm sorry. The P is silent. Here is the now resident of the White House lying to you about Hunter's laptop, which we now know to be his, and Joe knew it too.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what he's accusing me of is a Russian plan. They have said that this is has all the characteristics. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except of his and his good friend, Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia, Russia, Russia hoax?
That's exactly what
this
is. Exactly what
this is where he's going. The laptop is Russia, Russia, Russia.
I want to stay on the issue of race.
You have to be kidding.
That was from the debate last year. That's Joe Biden lying to the nation. What a sick family. But let's go to this part. Let's take this out. Let's pull this out and dust it off. Five former heads of the CIA lied to you. Let that sink in. That's how gone, criminal, and twisted what passes for our intelligence agencies actually is. 50 of them. They signed a thing saying, no, this is Russian disinformation. One problem. A lot of them still have security clearances. As John Ratcliffe, who at the time was the director of national intelligence, the highest ranking intelligence official in our country, he saw all the intel and he went on TV, said the laptop's real. Everyone ignored him because the rest of our intelligence community was so busy lying to you about the origin of the laptop. Do you know what folks, these people are all powerful now. We are rapidly heading toward a point where the letters F, B, and I will strike terror into the hearts of innocent people. And they should. They lie to you. They manipulate you. And they are little more than an arm of the Democrat Party. So let's go back and talk about the 50 former intelligence officers who signed the thing saying, oh, it's totally Russian disinfo. Yeah, it came from Putin, that evil Trump. Nope. Laptop was real. It's not Russian. Let's listen to former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe on that on Maria Bartiromo this weekend.
You wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal, and you say China is targeting members of Congress.
Oh, wait, sorry, wrong one. It was this one.
John Ratcliffe, how does that happen? How do 50 officials say such a thing when you came here, you told us the truth?
To have 50 former Obama, Clinton, Biden national security officials come out after the director of national intelligence says that this is not true and promote a false narrative to protect Joe Biden and try and influence the outcome of the election, you know, that is the definition of politicizing intelligence. And people ask me all the time about election interference and election influence. And yeah, we need to be concerned about Russia and China and Iran, but there's no greater expression of that than what you just saw there, a completely false narrative. The intelligence community knew that this was not Russian disinformation, and law enforcement knew that it was Hunter Biden's laptop. There was an open investigation into that, and yet those officials, supported by a corporate media, ran a false narrative and misinformed the American people. The problem, Maria, is that with the exception of folks like you, very few people out in the media have accurately reported Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and those issues that were important that would have framed the outcome of the election.
Let me put it simply. Those texts and emails say Joe took that money. That is laundered money that was not reported to the IRS. That is a crime. That is a crime. And Maria Bartiromo wants to know, why is nobody asking?
We still have not seen a cohesive policy against the bad behavior.
Okay, actually, we'll get to that in a second. We'll, coming up in a second. So, I mean, literally, we have proof of crimes right in front of our face. And everybody pretending it didn't happen. Not even worth asking. But now let's just move on and talk about something else. We live in a profoundly corrupt country. And our intel agencies, as this demonstrates, have clearly turned against us. They are little more than an arm of the acting party.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Hosted host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, did you see over the weekend? No, you didn't. The media won't report it. Yep, Portland Ice Building attacked again. This has been going on for 2 years, by the way, over 2 years, started in 2018. Yep, the Portland Ice Building. The interesting thing about that, that's a federal building. It's federal property. And this time, they set it on fire while barring the doors, knowing people were trapped inside. Okay, if somebody who was not liberal and did not have liberal privilege did this, it would be called attempted murder. But since they're liberal, it's all good, it's fine, it's cool, it's what they do. And we can all understand, right? Attempted murder. Look, if the people that you're trying to kill with fire are not popular, it's all right. It's for the movement, man. It's for the movement. No, wait, it's not. Did you see any widespread coverage? Can you imagine if Trump supporters had done this to a federal building, a federal piece of property somewhere? Look, if it's federal property, it doesn't matter if it's in Washington. It doesn't. They set fire to the Portland Ice Building with ICE officers inside. That's attempted murder. But it's cool. It's okay. I mean, I don't want you to get upset about it. It's good. They can do those kinds of things. It's cool. The fire began after rioters smashed windows on the upper floors of the building. This is Breitbart reporting, by the way, which is why they're trying to cancel them. So they want you to know what they actually do. Antifa continued its month-long siege of the ICE facility in Portland on Saturday night. Videos posted on Twitter, and I've watched them, show the violence perpetrated by Antifa rioters as they smashed windows and eventually set fire to the building, while ICE officers remain trapped behind blocked doors. This is not a one-off for them. This is a tactic and a strategy. It's attempted murder, and they'll eventually succeed at it. It's the way fascists have killed people for millennia. Lock them in the church, set the church on fire. Lock them in a building, set the building on fire. So that's what they do. And the media is fine with it. It's not even worth covering. It's all good. But I want to show you how this is not new. It's something that they've been doing for a long time. Do you remember when Ted Wheeler, who is the mayor of Portland, where this is all very normal? Ted Wheeler is the mayor of Portland. And over the summer last year, they did this repeatedly. And they, you know, it was attempted murder. Now, it hasn't worked yet, but they've been trying to kill people in this way. They do this regularly. And so the liberal mayor of Portland had to come out and say, listen, you got to stop trying to kill people this way. Take a listen.
When you commit arson with an accelerant in an attempt to burn down a building that is occupied by people that you have intentionally trapped inside, you are not demonstrating. You are attempting to commit murder.
See?
This is not the first time that people have tried to set fire to a city building with people intentionally trapped inside. Unfortunately, it's not even the second time. And by the way, this building is in a residential neighborhood attached directly to neighborhood homes. This can't be okay.
No, I can't. That was, by the way, from June of 2020. So they do this, and it's cool, it's hip, it's hot. You know, you just kill people you don't like, and if they disagree with you, that's their fault. They shouldn't have done that. And so you just, what you do is you block the doors, and then you hurl the Molotov cocktail through the window. It's good. And you do it when you know people are in there. That's how you kill them. Haven't succeeded yet. But they will eventually, and that'll be okay. Media just blacked that out, I guess. Meanwhile, the completely unarmed protest on January 6th, let's just contrast the coverage of that, shall we? That too was an attack on federal property. Maybe people don't agree with what was going on there. More of a trespassing, really, which is what we've called it since they were completely unarmed. Didn't try to kill anybody. In fact, one of them got killed. The only death caused directly by those actions. Yep, one person killed by the police. She was unarmed. And we're told that this is insurrectionist, that these people are terrorists, that it's you know, we have to crack down on them. We have to purge the military. We're going to have to go through the backgrounds of all police officers to see if they shared the ideology. And yet, no one bats an eye when there was another attempted murder this weekend in Portland. No one cares. It's all good. You got to wonder where this is going, folks. No condemnation by the left, not one ever. No, and these are their loons. These are their goons. These are hardcore leftists. Is this Antifa? Now, let's not forget how cool Antifa is. Antifa.com redirected to the Joe Biden campaign website for most of the campaign, and now it redirects to whitehouse.gov. And when that was pointed out by CNN and others, everybody shrugged their shoulders. Oh, it's, you know, it's, but we love Antifa. It's good. One of my favorite bands, Mumford & Son, kicked a guy out for saying something nice on Twitter about Andy the gay activist who merely chronicles Antifa's attempted murders. He got kicked out of the band because that makes Antifa look bad. I bet you nobody getting kicked out of Mumford & Son for supporting Antifa. Not their first murderous riot. Not even their second or third, as you just heard the mayor of Portland explain. But it's, like I said, it's good. It's fine. We have, do you realize there are over 200 people right now being held without bond in the January 6th situation? FBI persecuting them. Many of whom did no property damage. They merely entered the Capitol. Trespassing. I guarantee you, you're not going to see a major FBI reaction to this. They're cool. It's because they're fine with it. They're okay with it. They're good. Texture writes, who is funding the Portland rioters? Well, if they were right-wing, we would know that. But they're left-wing, so it's all good. It's not really a thing we should ask. Wow. What's amazing about this is just the acceptance of it as normal and not even really worthy of national coverage. And let me compare this, because do you remember when on a loop they told you, and I told you at the time they were lying, the FBI told you, the Justice Department told you, that Trump supporters, man, they were going to go to the capitals of states and they were going to have guns and they were going to protest. And this was a thing of terror. They were going to show up everywhere and they were not happy about the election. And this was horrible. And probably people would be hurt, probably. And not one showed up. Not one. But they had it on a loop and they were calling them terrorists and they hadn't even shown up yet. We didn't even know who they were. We didn't know what the groups were, but they knew they were coming. On a loop for a week. As we were told we needed to crack down on their rights and civil liberties. And then they didn't show up. And the media never admitted they were wrong, and the FBI never took the hit back. And yet we literally have more attempted murders by these leftists on federal property attempting to kill federal officers with fire. Not the first time, not even the second time, says Mayor Ted Wheeler. And it's good. It's all good. It's fine. FBI's got nothing to say. No major proclamations. Not like when they came out and painted people who never even showed up to protest as terrorists. See what the FBI does there? It's spin. But the actual people committing actual attempted murders, it's all good. Not even so much as a press release from the FBI. It's how it works now. It's official. Worst day of the week. Least favorite? It's Monday in a landslide. New survey, 59% of people who voted said it's their least favorite, followed by Tuesday, 13%, Sunday, 9%. Yeah, so the good news is it's already Monday, which means soon it will be Tuesday. So there you go. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which is 71307. Text writes, come on, Dara, Antifa is just an idea. Oh, so we have the head of the FBI listening to the show now. Thank you for texting in. That's essentially what the leader of the FBI said. Well, we know. No, we don't need to figure out who funds them. It's just an idea, and anyway, it would lead straight back to the Democrat Party. Actually, he didn't say that part out loud, but he was thinking it. Texter writes, will the FBI and media work to catch the attackers of federal officers in Portland? And how they have been trying to, let's see. I think they mean in the same way they've been trying to catch pissed off Trump supporters. No. Texter writes, liberal privilege is the ability to break every law and still be able to remain the victim. What a great definition. You know, and this whole hour has been about, we now know Hunter's laptop's real, right? Well, that means the mainstream media lied to you, and the 50 members of the Intelligence Committee who signed that letter, including five former heads of the CIA, flat out lied to you. They are political operatives, not law enforcement officers. They are not on your side. They have been weaponized. And you know what is amazing? There's one piece of audio off that laptop, which we now know is real, that tells you everything that you need to know about what it is to be Joe Biden's son, what it is to have such liberal privilege that the FBI covers up your crimes. That's almost a superpower. You can do just about anything, and they do. Now that we know, we know for a fact Hunter did not report all that money from the Kazakhs, the Russians, the Chinese, and the Ukrainians. And we also know that on that laptop, there were copies of texts and emails saying the big guy, Joe, got a cut of that money. That is illegal laundered money. Yet no one will ask the most obvious question after the bombshell this weekend. You know, just send it to the Biden administration. Hey, Judge, take the money. Your boy says you did. Just to ask. See, they can't, because Joe can't answer that question. He'd either have to lie and incriminate himself. It's very uncomfortable. It's just a few crimes. You know what's funny? What else is on that laptop? Hunter Biden knows. He knows he is legally untouchable. He has a kind of privilege that only royalty had hundreds of years ago. He's untouchable. And he actually asks on the laptop, what is the soul of a man with no consequence in sight? He knows that's him.
What is the soul of a man with no consequence in sight?
He knows that's him. And now we find out from the laptop, the Secret Service has been following him around when he was not entitled to protection. And cleaning up the mess after him, his crimes, basically. Following him through drug-fueled trysts with prostitutes that he recorded in some cases. Going behind him, trying to hide his crimes, trying to take the sole copy of the gun form he lied on, which is a felony. And the Secret Service denied, no, we weren't cleaning anything. No, that wasn't us. That wasn't. Yeah, well, they're all over the Hunter Biden laptop as having served Hunter when they weren't officially doing it. This is a crime cleanup crew. And Hunter knows, he knows there's almost nothing he could do that he would ever be prosecuted or found guilty for.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.